Good morning. My name is Crystal Snodgrass. I work with the University of Florida IFAS Extension. I am an extension agent in Manatee County, Florida. To give you a little bit of perspective, you probably all know where Tampa is. I'm in the county located just south of Tampa. I work mainly with the commercial tomato growers and other vegetable growers in that county. And we have about 12,000 acres of tomatoes, hand-harvested tomatoes, for the fresh market in that area. Okay, today I'm going to be talking a little bit about a trial that we did with the evaluation of TYLCV-resistant varieties in advanced breeding lines. And this trial was located in Duet, Florida, in spring of 2012. Just a little bit of background about tomato production in Florida. We harvest about 29,000 acres every year in Florida for the fresh market. One of our major issues is tomato yellow leaf curl virus, which is vectored by the silverleaf whitefly. You can see in this photo, the small stunted plant with the curled leaves was infected with TYLCV early on and probably won't produce any yield. It can cause up to 100% yield loss in high populations. Some of the management tactics that we use are tomato-free period, which is typically in the summertime in June and July and lasts about 2 months. Some growers don't quite make that full 2 months, but we try to observe that period every year. Eradication of tomato volunteers, pepper whitefly control. If there are other crops being grown during that tomato-free period, we want to make sure we control the whitefly for subsequent tomato crops. And then finally, the use of resistant TYLCV-resistant varieties. Okay, why would we want to do a variety testing program? Choosing which varieties to plant each year is a cornerstone of a successful vegetable industry. So growers are tasked every season with choosing the varieties that they're going to use. And they try to base this on, you know, what has happened in the past. And, you know, they really don't know what's going to happen sometimes in the future as far as pest populations. The variety testing program provides unbiased information about the adaptability and performance of varieties in Florida's diverse environments and allows growers to make better informed decisions. Okay, here you can see three areas where we produce the most tomatoes in Florida. I'm located at this top area here in the Ruskin Palmetto area. It's Manatee and Hillsborough counties. The second arrow is Immokalee, which is in southwest Florida. And then the third one down here is Homestead area. And this variety testing program has been going on since 2006. And this is just what I'm going to present today is actually just a small snippet of the entire program. Okay, the objectives of the study were to evaluate the horticultural performance of TYLCV-resistant varieties in advanced breeding lines under southwest Florida conditions, and to determine yield and fruit quality, disease incidence, and post-harvest characteristics of the different varieties tested. We evaluated 10 TYLCV-resistant varieties in breeding lines. We harvested twice. The number of harvests really depends on what the economy is doing and the price of tomatoes for that season. So there could be anywhere between 2 and 4 harvests in a season. And in this season, we did 2 harvests. We looked at the yield of those 10 varieties in breeding lines. We looked at disease severity, which included both TYLCV severity and bacterial spot and speck. We did a post-harvest evaluation where we looked at fruit firmness and color. And then finally, on our first harvest, we did a grower demonstration and field day, in which growers were allowed to come out and industry representatives came out and they were able to see the plants and the fruit firsthand. Okay, again, this was conducted in spring 2012 and we looked at 10 different varieties. Oops, how do I go back? Slide. Okay, well, they're supposed to pop up and show you the 10 different varieties, but we will see those in another table. For some reason, it's not wanting to pop up for me here. But we did use, I do want to mention that in addition to the 10 varieties, we use the Florida 47 as a control, which is an older variety typically used in Florida, and it's kind of making a comeback in our area. It's proven to have good yields. It doesn't have TYLCV resistance, but it has continued to be a good variety for the growers. This is a little bit about the field history, and I'll just point out some important things. The location, again, was in Duet, Florida. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design with four replications under drip irrigation. The plants were planted under plastic mulch using methyl bromide, and I'm assuming that was a 50-50 mixture of methyl bromide and chloropicrin. And then the plants were spaced center to center, 6 feet apart, on a 36-inch bed width. The first harvest occurred on May 2nd, and the second harvest occurred on May 16th. Okay, and this is a photo of our first harvest. And we harvested 10 plants in the center row. You can see in the middle row here, this is where we harvested. So we would tape off those plants and then harvest those and put them into the bins right next to the plot. So when people came for the field day, they were able to see, you know, which tomatoes belong to which plots. Okay, and tomatoes in Florida are hand harvested at this point. We haven't come up with a successful way to harvest them mechanically. And so we were fortunate enough to be able to use the grower's labor for that day. So they were able to come out, and we mostly did supervising of the harvest. And this is our grading table, the handmade grading table. We try to emulate, you know, what the growers do in the packing house. And so this grading table, you can see, has holes on the top. So what we would do is dump the bin of tomatoes from the plots, and the largest holes are on the top, and so smaller tomatoes would fall through. So on the first level, those would be our extra large tomatoes, our 5/6s. The second level is the large, and then the third level would be the smaller 6/6s. And we also looked at unmarketable fruit, so we just picked those out as we went through. Okay, this is the data from our first marketable harvest. Overall conditions were dry and warm with 3.8 inches of rainfall. Okay, this is an important little tidbit here. We only had about 2.5% incidence of TYLCV. So in a bad season, you might see anywhere from, let's say, 30% to 100%, and we just didn't see it in our trial. And here's our Florida 47. Here are the other varieties that were tested. They are from several different seed companies. You can see in the 5/6s, which are the extra large fruit, there was no significant difference between any of the varieties and the Florida 47 for the first harvest. However, several of the varieties had a higher number of unmarketable fruit than the Florida 47, including the K55, the XTM0211, and the 25765. Okay, this is our total marketable harvest, so included both the first and second harvest. I'm not getting the table again. Yeah. The table's supposed to come in here. So overall, I think we saw, I believe it was the XTM0211 and the 5/6s, which were the extra large fruit. Those were significantly lower. They had significantly lower yields than did the Florida 47. And we had several that had a higher number of unmarketable fruit. I'm sorry that my tables aren't showing up here. And we looked at unmarketable fruit, and not only did we measure the total yield of unmarketable fruit, but we wanted to see the different defects and which varieties had higher percentages of different defects in those fruit. So what we looked at was zippering, cracking in the fruit, large blossom end scars, odd-shaped fruit, and scratched fruit. Okay, and here's the percentage of different defects of the unmarketable fruit. You can see that several of the varieties had higher defects than did the Florida 47. For zippering, which is the green one, we can see that SYN12, SYN60, and the XTM9106 had a high percentage of zippers. The SVR200 had the highest percentage of cracking. There was no significant difference in the scratching among any of the varieties, which is the pink bar here. Florida 47 actually had the highest number of odd-shaped fruit, and then the 25765 had the highest number of blossom end scars. Okay, this is our post-harvest data. Okay, so 10 tomatoes from each plot were taken back, and they were actually put into a packing house gassing room for a few days until they reached table ripe or full color. And we looked at firmness, and here's the scale that was used for firmness. So that's this column here. And so the higher the number, the softer the fruit. Okay, so there were several varieties that were a lot firmer than the Florida 47. Okay, some of which include the K55, the Espaillat 12, and the 25687. And there were also several that had a deeper color than the Florida 47. So here the larger number would indicate a deeper color. So a 1 would be green and a 10 would be a crimson red. Okay, we did a bacterial leaf spot assessment on the second harvest. We did not distinguish between bacterial leaf spot and bacterial speck. The table didn't show up either. However, there were no significant differences among any of the varieties with the disease rating. Okay, so this is an overall picture of what we considered good and best varieties for seasons starting out in 2006 all the way through 2012. And you can see in only one season we had high TYLCV pressure, which is a little bit strange because I've been working in the agricultural industry since then, and I've seen some high pressure in these areas where I'm working. I think the whitefly just don't like our trials for some reason. In 2012, I want to point out that we considered the SYN-12 and SYN-60, the 25-687 and 25-765 to be the best varieties. And then good varieties were B53, SDR-200, Tigris, and XTM-9106. Okay, so based on yield and post-harvest quality, there are several TYLCV-resistant varieties in advanced breeding lines with acceptable horticultural characteristics available to tomato growers. Okay, and again, this is just reiterating, these were considered the best varieties in Duet, Florida for spring 2012. So the big question is, where are the whitefly? We may have to start conducting this research in an isolated area at one of the research centers and inoculating the plants with TYLCV to get higher incidence of TYLCV. Okay, and I want to point out, this is Dr. Monica Ozuris-Hampton. She's the lead researcher on these variety testing trials. This is her website, which shows up here. And she has information, data on tomato variety testing all the way back from to 2006, as well as other crops. So you're welcome to visit her website and see the data there. Okay, and I want to say thank you to all of our cooperators, the Florida Tomato Committee, for giving us the funds for this research, our other cooperators, and then finally Dr. Monica Ozuris-Hampton. She's been very involved with the extension agents in each area, and we've been able to go out and help with the research on the farms and to present the data to you today. So thank you to all of my cooperators. Are there any questions?